For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team opens up the season this week. Community Appreciation Day against the Northern State Wolves, joined by preseason All-American Gunnar Olszewski. Third time in your career. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
You obviously had a great freshman year here, which has led to the accolades now these last couple of years. But looking back, does it seem a long time ago or just like yesterday, that first game your freshman year?
Man, it just feels like yesterday, you know. Looking back, I didn't redshirt, so I look at all these guys like Mikey and Joe who have a whole nother year, and I just get jealous of them. They get to come to college for another year, and I'm on my way out.
You've been a little dinged up, as everybody is. How are you doing? How's the team doing?
We're all good. You know, I always say it's too close to season to be hurt now, so whatever you got, it is what it is, and you just got to get out there and play. So I think we're all good. We'll be all right.
Seems like the last couple of years there's been one game every year that you can pinpoint and say, man, that kept us out of the playoffs. How frustrating has that been?
It's been awful. It's something you think about the whole year, the whole rest of the year when you're in off season and everything. So we got a few teams that we got marked in red. We got Sioux Falls and Duluth for starters. And I know Mankato's got us marked in red, so that'll be a fun one too.
Has that motivated you in the off season to train harder, work harder, be better?
Absolutely. You know, I missed last baseball season, broke my hand. So I made it a point to be in the gym, try to put on weight. And it sucks not being able to think about baseball when it's baseball season, but I just had to switch gears quicker than I normally do and just get off football, you know.
You've played with some great players here over your years. Any of them stand out any more than any others that guys that you've kind of tried to emulate and take after, say, their work ethic?
Yeah, a big one for me. As a freshman, I always looked up to Jesse Hine, Big Bear. He taught me a lot, and he's the one coaching now down at Perham High School and stuff. So I just liked the way he always carried himself, and nobody would mess with him. What Jesse Hine said, that's what went. Same thing kind of with his older brother, Jordy, but Jordy's a little more playful than Jesse was. But both those guys, I look up to them.
You've played both corner and safety in your time here. Which position would you want to play every down if you could?
If it was up to me, I'd never play cornerback again. I hate the idea of just guarding one man the whole game. And I always told him I hate that I'm good at it. But I like playing safety because the way I see playing safety is teams can't get away from me. Wherever the ball is, I'm going to go find it. So I like being in the middle of the field. If it was up to me, I'd play safety every single down, maybe even middle linebacker.
Something tells me that if you went and asked, they might say okay.
I tried. No.
Ton of new coaches on the staff this year.
Yeah.
What's changed in a good way?
What's changed in a good way? I love Coach Pike's offense. Going against his offense is so fun. You know, Coach Bagnell, I kind of figured him out pretty quick. So
nobody else did.
Yeah, well, I figured him out. So I'm looking forward to Mary game too, Coach, if you're watching this. Can't wait. But Coach Pike, he always keeps you guessing, and he runs routes that I swear are made-up routes. I always get onto those guys, and we're doing one-on-ones, and they're running all this stuff. And if they catch it, I'm like, that's not a real route. You can't do that. But sure enough, Coach Pike puts it in his offense, and they really do it. So it's been a lot of fun. Coach Pike, I think, is doing a great job.
Coach Bolte told me last week that you guys have already run 2,200 plays in team situations in practice in 20 days. That's more than you'll play the entire year in games. How long is Camp Ben? How ready are you for Thursday night?
Oh, we can't wait to hit somebody else. We've been kind of getting at each other's throats lately, but that's a lot of plays. I didn't even know that was that many. And it's been boring for me because I was out for a while with my groin and everything, so just watching kind of sucked. But, yeah, we can't wait to hit somebody in a different color than us.
Your brother is an assistant coach here now. What's that like?
It's awesome. I thought he was going to be gone, and now I still got EJ and I mean, he's not a team anymore. He still has to punish me when I messed up now, which is a little different. But it's awesome having him around. It makes me feel like I'm at home still, you know, having my big brother up here. It's been awesome. He's doing a great job with the cornerbacks, and I'm real proud of him for making the switch from player to coach like he did.
Is there anything like game number one of the season?
Nothing like it. I say all the time, if you don't got butterflies in your stomach, I've been doing this for 4 years, and I'm just as nervous as a freshman, you know. You just can't wait to go out there in front of the fans at Chet Anderson Stadium and do our thing, the stuff we've been working on all summer, everything. Like, you sit there and you're lifting weights, and you're like, why am I even doing this? Like, these weights are so heavy. But when it comes down to game time, it all feels like it's worth it, and all the work you've done really shows. So,
best of luck.
Thank you, sir.